Whiskey, the mini bar. Any way you spell it, with an E in the United States and Ireland, and without one in Scotland, Canada, and Japan, whiskey is made by distilling a mash of grain, typically corn, rye, barley, or wheat, that's then aged for a period of time in oak barrels and bottled at no less than 40% ABV. Historically associated with the state of Kentucky, bourbon can be made anywhere in the United States, but must contain at least 51% corn. The remaining mash bill is typically a blend of barley, wheat, and rye, and be aged in charred new oak barrels. American rye whiskey, which is has a more assertive, spicy profile, must be made with at least 51% rye and aged charred new oak barrels. Beyond its particulars, American whiskey needs no introduction. The base of some of the most iconic cocktails, from the mint julep to the Manhattan, it's the one spirit that we'd wager just about everyone has on hand. Whether you're a bourbon or a rye drinker, that's up to you. And many of the recipes that follow, you're encouraged to take your pick. Of course, no bar would be complete without a Scotch whiskey, a different specimen hailing from Scotland and primarily made with malted barley. In some expressions, particularly from Islay, malted barley is smoked over peat, giving the whiskey a smoky, sometimes medicinal, in a good way, depending on whom you ask, profile. You'll find the peated variety employed here in small doses as sort of bartender seasoning. There are several other styles of whiskey linked to their place of origin. Irish whiskey, a blend of corn and malted barley, is triple distilled. Japanese whiskey, a now highlighted coveted category of whiskey, has drawn inspiration from Scotland and Canadian whiskey, which is made from a blend of grains, has been gaining new attention as quality producers enter the market. Here you will find many of these whiskeys, each of them offering a unique profile in shakes, drinking, stirred, long, and hot.